So let us see some of the CRM products that are being used in SMBs. Mid-sized organizations and divisions of large enterprises are typically more IT oriented and have budget constraints. So accordingly, they have to choose some CRM product, which is as per their budget. The mid-market solutions should have quicker deployments and lower total cost of ownership, as well as greater out-of-the-box supports. So obviously, they will be expecting that they will be going for a solution where the support is proper and they are not having that many challenges in the entire deployment. For the mid-market enterprises, there are large number of software vendors, many of whom have compact products that are easy to implement and cost-effective. They have limited breadth, but have capabilities in specific areas. So that will be focused, the output will be focused, and they will be in a position to have a proper support also will be there. The kind of solutions they have to choose. The vendors targeting this group offer variety of deployment options, including on-premises, licensed, hosted, and SaaS. So on cloud is also available, which will be a cheaper option for the enterprises to choose, that specifically SMBs choose, because they are having a tailored product in their hand, which will be ready-madely available. It is a ready-made product that will be available with the minimum customizations or minimum configurations. Some vendors in this category have upgraded their solutions to be more suitable to enterprise class buyers and are gaining acceptance in that segment as well. So what do small and medium business look for in a CRM solution? So SMB business, what they exactly they look into for in a CRM solution is ease of use, which is 55% of people vote that they require ease of use. 27% use schedule management, and 80% say they want to look at ability to get a clear snapshot. So some of the CRM vendors who are supporting SMB segments is HubSpot CRM is one of the offer a free CRM, which is really good for any enterprise. Robust, which includes robust features, including lead tracking, deal tracking, and marketing automation tools. They also offer paid plans with additional features such as custom reporting and predictive lead scoring. It's just good for enterprises where they don't want to spend huge money on CRM thing. Only challenge they have to look into is that how exactly the data is being used by HubSpot. Zoho CRM is a cloud-based CRM that offers a range of features for SMBs, including sales automation, marketing automation, and customer service tools, and with flexible pricing plans and free version for up to 3 users. Up to 3 users, they can have a free version. But beyond this particular thing, they have to pay a certain amount Pipedrive is a sales focused CRM that helps SMBs manage their sales pipelines and deals. They offer a visual interface for tracking deals and provide integration with other tools such as email and calendar. These are the benefits, the features that are there in the Pipedrive. Freshworks offers a cloud-based CRM with features for sales, marketing, and customer service. They offer a range of plans, including a free version of up to 10 users. So when SMB is going to have a CRM, they can look at these particular offers, options, and then take a decision on which CRM they require, and which is going to be helpful for their specific business and industry. Insightly is one more CRM which is there in the market. This is used specifically designed for SMBs that offer features such as lead and opportunity management, which is a really good thing for SMBs, project management, and reporting. They offer flexible pricing plans and integration with a range of other tools. And we are talking about integration. And if the SMB is having multiple integrations that needs to be done, this is an option, this is a product which they can look for. Next is Agile CRM. Like the name speaks, it is going to be Agile. Is a cloud-based CRM that offers features such as sales automation, marketing automation, customer service tools, and they give free to users up to 10 users. So like Salesforce, which we had discussed just now, there are some other products which are related to CRM, and this is being used by top-end enterprises. One is SaaS Analytics CRM. It has been a mega player in the field of BI and analytics, where using the business intelligence, people are getting the users are getting information on real-time basis, and the natural progression built several high-end CRM analytics products. So SaaS, as we defined, explained earlier in ERP also, SaaS is a player in analytics, CRM, plus ERP also. SaaS customer intelligence is built on the SaaS Enterprise Intelligence Platform, which provides foundational components that can be used within the marketing department and across the organization. The SaaS Enterprise Intelligence Platform includes enterprise-level reporting to explore customer data through a variety of standard reports, ad hoc reports, OLAP, drill-down analysis, and parameter-driven reports. These are the benefits of a SaaS Enterprise Intelligence Platform. The platform also provides comprehensive data management capabilities that allow you to create a single view of the customer. Customer intelligence offers the following functional modules. SaaS Marketing Automation is a comprehensive campaign management solution that provides everything to turn raw, disparate customer data into profitable marketing campaigns from inception and to execution and measurement. There's some good future in SaaS Marketing Automation, where the campaign management can be automated. It incorporates sophisticated mathematical approaches to optimize marketing campaign ROI, channel capacities, and other organization constraints. So when we are going to have marketing campaign, and when you are going to find out what is going to be the return on investment for a marketing campaign, this is going to be of much benefits. SaaS email marketing augments SaaS marketing automation campaigns with permission-based email marketing solution, thus enabling users to create personalized and trackable email messages. So email automation can happen, and it can augment the SaaS marketing automation campaigns. SaaS integration management uses patented behavior tracking technologies to enable real-time marketing conversations through dialogues. So there could be an interaction management that can chat. Chatting can happen inside the system itself, and the conversations are recorded, and it can suggest what is the dialogue that has to be given for the specific conversation that is happening. SaaS web analytics helps the customer learn how each customer navigates the website and whether they are buying and whether or not they are likely to come back. So there's a cognitive analysis on the customer's behavior that is happening when he's navigating through the solution, and can provide the information to the management whether the customer is going to come back or not. Teradata Analytics CRM is one more CRM available in the market. This also, again, is used by the high-end enterprises. This is formerly a division of NCR Corporation, incorporated in 1979, is traditional software vendors in the field of analytic data platforms and applications and related services. So Teradata, if we can observe, it can hold huge volumes of data of the customers, and it can do text analytics, and it can track construction data. This has started from 2010, and such as Word documents and semi-structured data, such as spreadsheets, it can do and give a proper data analytics to the end users. Teradata's data warehouses can track all company data, such as sales, customer preferences, product placements, and etc. Teradata is very much known for huge data warehouses to ensure that the data is getting analyzed very quick. Teradata customer management, based on the robust Teradata database engine, offers the following critical components of marketing effectiveness. One is campaign management, marketing resource management, offer management, active analytics, which will be real-time analytics, integrated web intelligence, interaction management, and communication management. Some more of the other features are: Teradata Relationship Manager combines powerful analytics with automated customer communication capabilities to drive relevant and timely messages into operational systems, allowing the users to interact intelligently with their customers. Teradata Integrated Web Intelligence collects and integrates web behavior into the data warehouse to provide access to a more comprehensive and analyzed customer view. So in a single customer view, user will be in a position to understand what exactly is the customer requiring, what is was the history of the customer, what exactly is going to be the future of the customer, what exactly will be the relationship with the customer in the future. Teradata database is the most scalable and easily managed relational database on the market. So which is going to be beneficial for the users, for the IT department to do one scalability in the future based on the future enhancements that are required for the specific enterprise. Teradata platform family provides end-to-end analytic needs with platforms designed to serve entry to enterprise level requirement. So what are the specialty tools and products which are available in the CRM? We'll see it now. This category comprises vendors that offer solutions with narrow functional breadth but deep specialty capabilities such as marketing automation for both large and mid-market organizations. So there are some solutions, some vendors who are providing solutions, the CRM solutions, which are narrow in breadth, but it will go deep analysis will happen in these particular cases. This category also includes CRM vendors that specialize in specific industries such as financial services or life sciences or telecommunications and not-for-profit organizations. Marketing automation softwares are systems that let you follow a prospect's top-of-funnel activities, including when they visit your website, open an email, read your blog, or fill out a form. System, this automation software can understand what exactly is a customer requiring and what exactly will be the future of the customer's relationship. Once the lead has progressed to the bottom of the funnel to become a qualified sales lead and eventually a customer, that's when companies typically start to track their interaction through a CRM. So this will be an add-on to the existing CRM. This will be for a proactive or prospective customer, and it will give a suggestion on what exactly the customer has been lead, what are the products that can be sold to the specific customer. Benefits of marketing automation software include the ability to segment prospects into appropriate mailing lists based on their past interactions with your company or their interests and preferences. Based on these particular prospects, the marketing automation software can be having the benefits of all these particular items. Lead nurturing functionality, letting you automatically send triggered emails at the time of person is most interested in your product or service. So whenever a person is being interested in your product, your email can be sent automatically. You can also schedule a series of emails in a drip campaign so your company stays top of mind with the prospect. Say example, you can say on a daily basis I'm going to send a mail, or you are on every third day I'm going to send a mail. This email automation can be set and auto triggering of the emails will happen. Once a campaign has ended, the system generates analytics showing how successful the campaign was. So like we are discussing the marketing campaign, this also will be part of the same marketing campaign where the system gives analytics and find out which are the customers who has visited this campaign and which are the customers who are going to continue as a customer for you based on the marketing campaign. So this figure shows how an idea of how a customer relationship marketing automation interface will happen between the for the customer relationships. So first is like we see discuss this is a funnel shaped product. First it gets the raw leads. From here the system analyzes and takes into viable leads. From here system again do a funneling, identifies doing AI and ML technologies. It takes the nurtured leads. By this particular time, there will be several conversations that will be happening between sales and the customer. And here, the marketing automation understands the how exactly the customer relationship dealing is going ahead with. Next comes the active leads. These are the leads still who are showing interest in the product. Next comes the marketing qualified leads. So from here only the sales will be more accurate and they'll be more focusing on the customer to ensure that this customer is dropping to the next part of the funnel. Sales accepted leads. From here the sales representative will do a continuous follow-up. From here the human in loop can start from here also. This will be converted into opportunities. And from here, it will come to the CRM and it will be closed. So from here, the CRM will take place and the prospective customer has been converted into a regular customer. So role of CRM in omnichannel business is not to create it, but to contribute with real-time operational insights across channels. The CRM may steer a social media customer service complaint into a private channel to hear the head of negative publicity. So it can, social media can, the entire thing can be guided, and it can be coming to the social media to ensure that if there is a negative publicity that is happening on the social media, it can respond back automatically to the specific customer. However, the true value that CRM should provide to an omnichannel business is to infuse customer interactions with personality and empathy, which are crucial differentiators for the modern customer who has already come to expect convenience, speed, and consistency. So the true value of the CRM is getting created when the omnichannel business to infuse customers are happening here. CRM Tier 1 products. As introduced in the previous section, the list of CRM products for Tier 1 companies or Fortune 500 companies are, these are the for the top tier people, Oracle CX Cloud, SAP CRM, Microsoft Dynamics CRM, Salesforce CRM, Oracle CRM On Demand, Oracle RightNow CX Cloud Service, and Pega CRM. These are the usual products that are being used by the top tier companies. So let us discuss about Oracle CX Cloud. Oracle offers a range of CRM products that help businesses manage their customer interactions and relationships. The primary Oracle CRM product is called as an Oracle CX, which stands for customer experience. Oracle CX is a suite of cloud-based applications that include various modules for sales, marketing, commerce, and service. Oracle CX sales helps business manage their sales process and customer relationships with features such as lead and opportunity management, forecasting, and analytics. So the Oracle CX Cloud clubs together the prospective customer journey and the existing customer journey. Oracle CX Marketing helps businesses create and manage marketing campaigns with features such as email marketing, social media marketing, and marketing automation. Oracle CX Commerce helps business creates and manage online commerce experiences with features such as product catalogs, shopping carts, and payment processing. Oracle CX Service helps business manage their customer service operations with features such as case management, knowledge management, and self-service portals, which will be used for the after-sale service items. Overall, Oracle CX provides a comprehensive set of tools and capabilities to help businesses deliver a seamless and personalized customer experience across all touchpoints and channels. So coming to the NIST product, which is being used by top tier industries or Salesforce CRM, this is a cloud-based CX platform that helps businesses manage their customers' interactions and relationships. Salesforce provides a range of tools and applications to help business streamline their sales, marketing, and customer service operations and improve their overall customer experience. So Salesforce is one of the leading CRM providers, and they are having comprehensive options in their system. Salesforce CRM platform includes a range of modules and features that can be customized to meet the specific need of different business. So customization is possible in Salesforce. And this is the topmost, you can say this is the topmost selling thing, and most of the industries in India are using this particular Salesforce solution. Say some of the key Salesforce CRM modules and features include Sales Cloud. This module includes features for lead and opportunity management, forecasting, sales analytics, and collaboration tools to help sales teams work more efficiently and effectively. Marketing Cloud. This module includes features for email marketing, social media marketing, advertising, and customer journey management to help business deliver personalized and target marketing campaigns. Service Cloud. This module includes features for case management, knowledge management, and self-service portals to help business provide fast and efficient customer service support. So using the Service Cloud, it will be used for the after-sales service people. Commerce Cloud. This module includes features for creating and managing online commerce experiences with capabilities such as product catalogs, shopping carts, and payment processing. This will possibly interact with the social media channels also. Community Cloud. This module includes features for creating online communities where customers, partners, and employees can collaborate and share information. Salesforce CRM also provides a range of mobile apps and integrations with other business tools and applications to help business streamline their operations and improve their productivity. So like we said, Salesforce is one of the applications that is widely used, and it is having a lot of multiple options in their cloud offerings. And it is a SaaS offering, and you can, whichever services they require, they can choose from the offerings that are available. So now let us look at the one more CRM tool that is being used by top tier enterprises. SAP CRM is a set of software solutions developed by the German software company SAP SE. Like we had in ERP also, we had discussed about what are the options that are available in SAP. So let us discuss what are the CRM options available from SAP. SAP CRM is designed to help businesses manage their customer interactions and relationships and improve their sales, marketing, and customer service operations. SAP CRM includes a range of modules and features that can be customized to meet the specific need of different businesses. And again, SAP CRM is available in multiple industries, and enterprises can choose this particular thing based on their requirements. This module includes features for lead and opportunity management, sales analytics, and collaboration tools to help sales teams work more efficiently and effectively and ensure that the prospective customers are getting migrated into a actual customer. Marketing. This module includes features for campaign management, email marketing, social media marketing, and customer segmentation to help businesses deliver targeted and personalized marketing campaigns. Service. This module includes features for case management, knowledge management, and self-service portals to help business provide fast and efficient customer service and support. So this will be used by after-sales service people. This module in e-commerce includes features for creating and managing online commerce experiences with capabilities such as product catalogs, shopping carts, and payment processing. Interaction Center is the module which includes features for managing customer interactions across multiple channels, including phone, email, chat, and social media. So the system will be in a position to understand any negative social media interactions, and will be in a position to respond to the negative social media and escalate the system automatically in the solution to ensure that the negative feedback is getting responded back quickly. SAP CRM also provides a range of mobile apps and integrations with other SAP software solutions, as well as third-party business tools and applications to help business streamline their operations and improve their productivity. So when we are going to all these particular solutions interact and help the social media also, and it is having AI/ML capabilities. So by AI/ML capabilities, system can understand what exactly is being mentioned in the comment section in a social media and respond back properly and find out whether it is a negative feedback or a positive feedback. But unfortunately, when you are going to have an AI/ML system, AI/ML system cannot understand sarcasm, and there are cases where system can understand the negative feedback as a positive feedback and given a wrong response. So when you are going to implement, it has to be taken into consideration when social media response are getting responded. Sarcasm has to be taught to the AI also. Next comes Microsoft Dynamics CRM. It is a set of software solutions developed by Microsoft Corporation, which we are by the name itself, you can understand. It is designed to help businesses manage their customer interactions and relationships and improve their sales, marketing, and customer service operations. It includes a range of modules and features that can be customized to meet the specific needs of different businesses. So the UI of Microsoft has been made in such a way that the people will not be in a position to have it, it is easily understandable, and people will feel that they are working on a Microsoft Outlook or Microsoft other systems itself. So, and lead generations or the customer interactions happening like Microsoft Outlook itself, which is an ease of use in this in the Dynamics CRM which they are having. Some of the key Microsoft Dynamics CRM modules and features include sales. This module includes features for lead and opportunity management, sales forecasting, and collaboration tools to help sales team work more efficiently and effectively. Marketing. This module includes features for campaign management, email marketing, social media marketing, and customer segmentation to help businesses deliver targeted and personalized marketing campaigns. Service, which is used for after-sales service. This module includes features for case management, knowledge management, and self-service portals to help businesses provide fast and efficient customer service and support. Field service. This model includes features for managing and field service operations, including scheduling, dispatching, and tracking of field technicians and equipment. So the employees are also being being focused, and they can be the annual, this can be used for annual appraisal location, annual appraisals. Project service automation. This module includes features for managing project-based services, including project planning, resource scheduling, and project profitability analysis. Microsoft Dynamics CRM also provides a range of mobile apps and integrations with other Microsoft software solutions, as well as third-party business tools and applications to help businesses streamline their operations and improve their productivity. So, having seen all the best available CRM solutions, now let us focus on what are the best practices that needs to be followed for doing a CRM during CRM implementation. So, like any system implementation, senior management sponsorship is required, and the cultural changes has to be come into picture. For such large implementation, the CIO or the and CXO, sales and marketing team should be the sponsors. Review commitments must also be made prior to start of the project, as also commitment of resources and the named senior management team should be available. Program charter has been designed, defined, outlining vision, strategy, purpose, and goals, and signed off by the SMT, and the alignment of the purpose of this particular CRM to the goal of or the vision of the company or the organization should be made during the project program charter. Implementation project management plan should be made, and there should be a PMA team should be formed, should include measurable objectives and intangible objectives, deliverables, resource requirements and assignments, dependencies, critical paths, timelines, and review plans has to be made. Gaps has to be identified between the actual current scenario and to be scenario, and cultural change has to be brought in as appropriately. Communication plan communicated across the entire project staff and the key stakeholders in all parts of the organization. Objective is to ensure entire organization is trained on a new work culture and mindset required for the success of a CRM needs to be made here. Change management plan. Processes for this to be established with a channel to employee feedback. So change management plan is also required, so that there could be minimum viable plan, project plan has to can be made, and according to the production movements can happen. BPR, business process review, has to be made. And as this with any major enterprise solution rollout, current business process will undergo a major changes, and the process for re-engineering should happen for of aligning the business process is a major exercise, and that starts well ahead of the software customization. While this is on sales, customer service, and marketing would operate to standardize the process and not cut corners, plan a tight rope walk has to be made here. So a business, wherever a business process reengineering should happen, gaps to be identified, and customization or the product has to be customized, regulatory compliance has to be made. For example, if some other number should not be displayed in the screen, should not be visible in the screen, or should be visible after a specific role or approval mechanism has to be understood, and workflow has to be made accordingly. Employee training. Most important of the entire thing is employee training. End user training should be made and must complete before deployment through classroom sessions and live webinars for remote staff. These sessions can help gauge employee acceptance levels and feedbacks. Integration of customer touch points. All channels, self-service and staff, such as IVR, call center, email, self-service website, IM, media and social, internal media and social media has to be made. Deployment, incremental rollout module-wise or department-wise and minimum viable plan-wise, the deployment should happen, rather than big bang is always preferable. Okay, it should be made as a pilot deployment can happen, and MEP should be planned accordingly. This will help clearing bugs and adjust process as needed, and the later phases will work out smooth. Set incremental goals. You should not have a full goal. It should be incremental based on what exactly is going to be deployed. Create incentives and mark achievements. Make your staff feel excited about and vested in the CRM project. Have celebrations as each department comes online, followed by a company-wide event when the deployment is complete. This is very important so that people are focused and are interested in the new product which they are going to use. Post-implementation project management should happen, and it is a plan. It is planned collection of data and metrics and evaluation against targets should be begin immediate after rollout. That should include return on investment. So after the project has been implemented, return on investment has been identified, analyzed, and check out what was the future roadmap for the specific project. Analytical CRM, this does not roll out at the same pace as operational CRM, as it requires substantial data cleanup and fine-tuning with new data as it comes in. So here only the artificial intelligence will come into picture, and it will do an analysis of the system and the data that has been captured, and it is a process that will be happening for a very long time. Integration of social CRM, this is where the people has to be very cautious when you are deploying, because as we are mentioning sometime back, there are cases where sarcasm is being identified by artificial intelligence as a positive feedback and was giving a thanks to the customers who was given the negative feedback. Your customers are talking to other customers on an array of social networks, making recommendations or registering complaints about your products as well as the service they received. So multiple CRM mistakes and pitfalls that needs to be taken care at the time of CRM implementation are failure to get buy-in of the executive and key users. So we have to ensure that the executives are understood what exactly is the purpose of the CRM implementation and what exactly is to be system when we are completing the entire implementation. If this has not been done properly, this is a sure cause for failure. Since CRM, as within any enterprise implementation, is organization-wide, senior leadership vacuum will definitely result in disappointing results, if not a total failure. There are cases where if you are not having a proper plan, proper buy-in from the executive management users, then it is going to be, it may not be giving the proper results that are expected. At the same time, buying of the key user groups is equally important in ensuring success of the implementation. Failure to involve your sales staff in the project may result in the final product being shelfware. Means that it cannot be implemented until the final sales staff are started using the CRM. There are cases where before implementation itself, the entire project has been dropped and new project has been implemented. Approach to CRM software. As emphasized many times earlier in this chapter also, CRM is more a business strategy aided by technology. This is why most enterprise software implementations fail. Even though from a software point of view, it was a measurable success. It is like operation is successful, but the patient has died. Information silos. Despite the software solution provided for common databases, business can still continue to live with their existing data silos, failure to enter data, enter discussion details into the system at customer touch points. So at the time of implementation, a proper discussion between multiple departments are important, and how the data flow is going to happen between multiple people from sales, marketing to the backend systems also has to be discussed, identified, and system integration should be done at this particular point of time to ensure that management information is passed on. Measuring customer satisfaction and other metrics. Essential, because by the Six Sigma paradigm, you don't know if you don't measure. So obviously, metrics has to be measured on the customer satisfaction. Until the customer is satisfied, there is no point in having a CRM in place. Key users are not trained properly is one more key reason why it is getting failed. Firms mistakenly believe that the CRM initiative is complete once the CRM infrastructure is in place. Training of all users, and most important, like what we had mentioned earlier, that should be the screen should be easy to use, and their buy-in and satisfactorily answering their question, what's in it for us, is more important. If the salesperson is having a complex system in their hand, they'll be more stressed, and instead of doing a sales, they'll start using they'll be spending more time in using the system. Failure to properly evaluate project or return on invest. Firms begin a CRM initiative before taking a time to accurately assess with both the ROI and TCO of the project. Like, you cannot have the ROI measured from the day one. It has to be measured after, say, at least some reasonable period of time. Some of the industry trends that are emerging today are in the two specific in 2023 after the COVID and all this started happening are as follows. Increased focus on customer experience. Business are increasingly recognizing the importance of providing a seamless and personalized customer experience across all touch points, more specifically on the digital channels, and are investing in CRM services that can help them achieve this. Growth of AI and machine learning. Like we said, AI and machine learning technologies are being incorporated into CRM solutions to enable advanced analytics and predictive capabilities, as well as chatbots and virtual assistants to enhance customer engagement. So they are being ensured the people are getting machine learning is being used to that much extent that it can give a suggestion to the customer on what actually he can purchase. Rise of mobile CRM. With more employees working remotely and the on-go, mobile CRM solutions are becoming increasingly important, allowing sales teams and other customer-facing employees to access and update customer data from anywhere. So this is a new thing that is coming when with bring your own device, things are coming into picture, and work from home is increasing exponentially. Now, mobile CRM has become need of the hour. Integration with other business systems. CRM systems are being integrated with other business systems such as ERP and marketing automation to provide a more holistic view of the customer journey. Security and data privacy has become more important nowadays with increasing security concerns around data privacy and cyber security, like we are mentioning. If Aadhaar card is exposed and the entire thing is of the customer is exposed and someone can do a fraud transaction today. Businesses are prioritizing CRM solutions with robust security features and compliance with data protection regulations. Regulatory people are writing new rules so that the data secrecy is being maintained and there is no competition is not stealing the data from here. Adoption of cloud-based CRM is increasing a lot today. And they are becoming more popular due to their flexibility, scalability, and lower upfront costs compared to traditional on-premise solutions. It doesn't mean nowadays there is no need for you to spend more money on the on-premises hardware or IT people who are going to sit and manage the entire solutions. Nowadays, are becoming more cloud-based CRMs where the entire thing is getting managed somewhere in the cloud. Thank you for this. Thank you.